This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica. News, views and reviews. Opinion and opinion makers. Policy critics and policy makers. Now all on one integrated biotech platform. The Voice of Biotechnica. Launched on Biotechnica's 12th birthday, The Voice of Biotechnica is going to be your voice. We will discuss the latest innovations, talk about the bright side of life science sector, and debate on the darkest side of research. Our experts will take you on a ride to the deepest secrets of life sciences. The Voice of Biotechnica, a weekly podcast released every week on Wednesday. So what are you waiting for? Listen to the podcast and voice your opinion too. Want to talk about something you think is relevant? Contact us today via email info@biotechnica.org.
Hello everyone. Today we are going to have a closer look at a healthcare startup, Everlywell, which has the goal and potential to change the healthcare industry in the near future. In 2016, at TechRec Disrupt Startup Battlefield Contest, Everlywell made it to the final 6 out of a pool of 600 startups. And the credit of this goes to the female founder, Julia Taylor Chief, who has made healthcare industry more accessible. She is a perfect example of the future of the pharmaceutical C-suite executive. She is a co-founder and CEO of Everlywell, which provides a better way to take control of your health. A Harvard Business School graduate, she is highly educated but has gained most of her business experience from outside of the pharma and healthcare industries before becoming the founder and CEO of Everlywell. Ms. Cheek served as the head of global strategy and corporate development for MoneyGram International, a leading payments company. That foundation has helped enable her to think outside the box when dealing with challenges in the healthcare field. Julia Cheek started her company to create a better solution for a problem she herself faced. In 2015, Cheek was working in consulting when she started to feel sick and spent 6 months going to specialists to find out why she wasn't feeling well. She struggled to diagnose her lethargy, fatigue, and brain fog in a traditional lab test environment, and she accrued thousands of dollars in lab bills, a stack of unclear results, and at the end with no answers. Eventually, she learned her medical issue was a simple and remediable vitamin deficiency. But her real discovery was very simple, that the healthcare industry hides a personalized approach to health behind a paywall. Then came CEO Julia Cheek's quest to innovate the lab testing industry, which began out of a personal need. She took those learnings and gave birth to Everlywell from a place of dissatisfaction, both with the inaccessible healthcare industry and the lack of knowledge about what's going on inside our own bodies. Everlywell was finally founded in August 2015 and falls into the category of healthcare services, which is an industry sector. It is a private independent company headquartered in Austin, Texas. Everlywell has received funding from many investors such as NextGen Venture Partners, Sogal Ventures, and Full Tilt Capital. Everlywell's main competitors are Direct Labs, Wellness FX, and Health Check USA. As of October 2018, Everlywell has 34,000 fans on Facebook and more than 3,000 followers on Twitter, implying Everlywell is gaining a lot of popularity. But why is it that Everlywell is becoming so popular? What is it that it has to offer that's making it so popular? Everlywell actually offers laboratory testing for wellness monitoring. It is an online platform that allows users to receive and send the test kits for health issues such as food sensitivity and fertility. Their at-home testing service offers more than 30 mail-shipped lab kits and digital lab results. The comprehensive test kits they provide are easy, convenient, and insightful. Measuring topic-specific biomarkers through dry blood spot, urine, or saliva samples in a CLIA-certified lab. Results are processed through their digital platform and delivered to your inbox in beautifully rendered charts alongside actionable insights. In better words, we can say, Everlywell pledges to deliver a better, personalized and actionable understanding of life and health through at-home lab tests. Testing is easy and convenient through simple sample collection, prepaid shipping to certified labs, and physician-reviewed outcomes and insights to inbox. They strive to instill a sense of care and discovery through Everlywell's lens of science, education, and wellness. Their community is living a hashtag life better lived as people and not as patients. Everlywell pledges to provide a better way of our community to understand their bodies and address health issues as patients and not as patients. Their tests, coupled with your learnings, result in a deeper understanding of life, health, and longevity. Now the next thing is, what is it that is inside the test, or what's inside the test? What is it that they provide inside the test? The test kit consists of a few things. First, it has a kit registration information for physician review. It provides easy to follow instructions. Also gives you sterile collection tools. You already have a prepaid return shipping and a very warm welcome to the Everlywell community. Now once you have the kit, once you have given the sample, what is it that you can expect from the results? From the results, you can expect it to be accurate. Physician reviewed results from a CLIA certified lab, actionable data and insights, secure results platform from any device, dedicated clinical customer support team, and a better understanding of your health. You can ask, why is it that we should choose Everlywell? Why choose Everlywell? The answer to this question is a never-ending list of benefits like it's convenient, it allows collection of your sample from home and at your own time, that is at any time that you want. provides accurate lab results. Test results come from CLIA certified labs and are reviewed by an independent physician. Their results break down exactly what your test results mean and how they may affect your health. They also provide actionable insights into how to improve or maintain your levels. They are always accessible. Your results are secure, and as well as the results are also always accessible also on any device. And you can also share your results with your physician, friends and family members. That outside the thinking, outside the box thinking, recently landed Jean and Everly well in the television history books when she accepted $1 million offer from businesswoman Lori Greener on the TV show Shark Tank. It was the largest evaluation for a solo female entrepreneur in the show's history as of this publication. In an interview with FarmX exec, she told that from a leadership point of view, she knew the type of company she wanted to build, the culture she wanted for her employees, and what she saw work and not work in the traditional corporate positions she has previously held. At-home diagnostics is not something new, and many other companies, including pharmaceutical companies and many startups, have tried to get into this space, especially as patients are seeking more control over their own health. While they have had some successes, privacy and patient adherence issues, such as making sure that the patient understands how to accurately collect the test samples, are frequently brought up. Both were very important issues to Jean, who explained to Farm Exec how the company deals with those issues. When asked from a professional standpoint, what is it that keeps her up at night? Cheek replied that there are lots of highs and lows as a startup founder, but her most important priority or her utmost priority is expanding the service as well as the products so that they can help as many people as possible. So this is her goal, or this is her dream that keeps her up at night. Another question asked by him, which I am sure all of us are also having, was that how does she think companies like Everly Well are going to shake up the traditional healthcare landscape? And to this, Cheek said, with millions of people either without insurance or fearing that they will be, direct to consumer products like Everly Well are empowering consumers to make better decisions about their health. Lab testing is cumbersome, costly, time consuming and confusing as well. It's a very outdated process. And notably, specialty tests that are crucial to health management and chronic illness prevention are not often covered by insurance. With the growth of personalized, consumer-driven healthcare and the rise of out-of-pocket healthcare costs, the time is now to make healthcare consumer-friendly and transparent. She added that with more people becoming accustomed to on-demand services, that meets our every need, the growth of on-demand healthcare feels inevitable. In another conversation with Alina Lynn Gross, a Forbes contributor, Cheek answered many interesting questions that came up. One of them was that what has been the biggest challenge, and on the flip side, what has been the biggest reward of starting Everly Well? Cheek said it has been a very rewarding and challenging experience starting and growing a company. She thinks that a 1 year at a startup is equivalent to 5 years in a corporate world. She had to become an expert in every function and grow the company and team at a very fast pace. She told that she did not have a background in the healthcare space, which was some of the biggest challenges she faced. As a result, she was intentional in surrounding herself with people that could fill that knowledge gap which was missing. Amongst her first hires was a medical director, and she also brought on regulatory advisors as well as technology and marketing leaders. The response from her customers and her team is what keeps her going. In particular, she feels it's rewarding to talk to overwhelmingly large group of female customers who make 70% of the healthcare decisions in a family and also make roughly 80% of the consumer purchasing decisions. The tests are giving these women the affordable access they need to make informed decisions about not only their own health, but the health of their family members as well. Gross also asked some of the biggest challenges and rewards of being in the healthcare and medical testing industry. She told that they have had the challenge of maintaining a level of discipline from day one that they simply could not compromise. When you are a startup, you want to be disruptive and transformative. But in their case, they are working with people's health and their data. So privacy and regulatory compliance have always been a top priority for them. She also feels that the most rewarding part of being in this industry is definitely the response from their customers. They are giving people the tools they need to take control of their own health. She quoted an example. So once they had one customer that was utilized their vitamin D and inflammation test after experiencing some inflammation and fatigue. Through this, she learned that her hsCRP was abnormal, and after visiting her physician, she found that she had thyroid cancer. And she was then able to undergo treatment and is now in remission. So they have received life-changing testimonials from their customers, and they still receive it every day. And this, she says, is the best part about being in the healthcare industry. Cheek also gave business advice for other young professional women. She said that this is the really great time for female entrepreneurs, women developing ideas and creating products from their personal experiences is very powerful. We women represent a large majority of the purchasing power in the country. She thinks this is the best career path in the world, and she encourages other women also to take the leap. Lastly, I would like to tell that these startups are not launched to take jobs away from healthcare professionals, but they just make life a tad bit more easier and offer support as well as mentorship to their users. With this, I will sign off and hope that you found this session interesting as well as informative. Thank you everyone for listening. Goodbye.